I'm sure there'll be a lot of discussion on that. Ariel, talk a little bit about the family backgrounds. We've touched on that some, but Woody, and you were assistant teacher for this past year and done some of that. And what do you see in the classrooms these days that maybe is different from when we were in school?
Well, I'll just openly say the media, the phones, and the withdrawal into them, because it's so easy to withdraw into your own little world with your phone, with your social media. And that is one thing that I really, really suggest, to parents, to guardians. And once again, it's a complex issue. It's just not parents. But really monitor the amount of time that your child is on devices, is on, solitary video playing, in their room, on their phone alone for hours on end. It's things like that where a child who is already, experiencing just the adolescence of life, of growing up, peer pressure, and then they're immersing into their own little worlds that sometimes can be violent worlds, that sometimes can be, we just really don't know, but you're there and, interaction, constant interaction. Sit and have dinner at the table with them.
Put the phones away.
Yeah, put the phones away. And that is the one thing. I just wish that when they walk into school, the phones are just dropped. And I know that parents need to get a hold of their kids, but, when I was a kid back in the 80s, it was like, I didn't have a phone. I survived. And once again, my opinion, my ideas.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Kirk?
I think it's the purposeful use of them, because I agree, when kids go to school, we had a policy, and as principal, we couldn't use cell phones. I can remember, we'd take them away. And now with phones, there may be a use for them. I think there's policies and ways to use them. There can be parking lot for phones in classes. Sometimes phones are used for research in classes. I think I agree. It's developing a purposeful, targeted use for them. And if you can do that with them. So, in some cases, some schools are developing charging stations for them. So when kids come in, you say, we're not using them today, charge them during this time. Yeah. Or if we're going to use them in class today, you have them at your desk. Okay, we need to research this, because they can be used as a tool. Mm-hmm. I think what it's about is developing the right purposeful protocol for them and establishing those ground rules with kids, because, these are tools for kids. Kids now are born with them, and they use them, and they're using them at age 3 years old. But I think what it's about is making sure that we establish the ground rules. Here's what we're going to do with them. But I absolutely agree, if you're a parent, and monitor it, because more so than ever before, there are things out there that kids are exposing themselves to and looking into, mm-hmm. and doing with them, yeah. that is not healthy. And so, just parents that have to be the parents and monitor it, whether our kids like it or not. And, I'm not a parent, but I do have 2,900 kids.
There you go. All right, we're going to take a break here. We'll come back and conclude our discussion on the school shootings and just some of the ideas from some great people here in our panel, and we'll introduce them to you again right after the break. Stay tuned. Four Corner Spotlight will continue.